The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Station.
One more thing.
157, wrapping up a Tuesday.
Where did it go today?
Domino Cellini. Time flies when you're having fun, Domino. One more thing brought to you by Oxendine Law. Having trouble at home? Can't take one more thing. OXLawFirm.com. That is the place to go.
Are the fellows on with us right now?
From Fairway Social in Alpharetta?
Yeah. All right.
Domino!
Hey, I'll ask this to all parties. Yes. I know because we're not in the conference finals that we will push the conference finals a little bit to the side.
God, I missed that. That was so much fun last year.
But is anybody as intrigued as I am with these conference finals?
Oh, they're both great for different reasons.
I like what Eric Spoelstra said. This is an old-fashioned finals in the conference finals in the East. And to me, the coronation or not, can Golden State truly be labeled as whatever it is you want to label them? Or is this Luka's time? Because somebody made a really interesting point the other day. Everybody who keeps saying Luka is the future of the NBA, that's not the case. He's the president of the NBA, but can he find a way to win a title before people say, oh, you can't win that way, or you better go find one like him?
If he can pull off beating this Golden State team with the cast around him, the fact that they beat Phoenix, which is impressive enough, if they can pull off beating Golden State, which I don't think they will, then, I mean, it takes it to a whole nother... Like, 23 years old with very little around you is not a championship team, but he's got him in the Eastern Finals.
But that Hawks
or
team...
Western Finals.
Well, the Hawks team last year, let's face it, it was a lot of fun for us, but they were the mystery guest.
Sure.
They were the one that kind of broke through. There's no mystery guest here amongst these four. These teams are all strong.
Do you like, will you watch a little bit more than maybe you thought you were going to watch?
Yeah, I mean.
Because of the matchup storylines?
Because like Spoelstra said, it's old school, and I'm very curious to see if the Golden State Warriors can put back together without Kevin Durant, of course, another championship run.
Hey, let me
add one thing to that, though. Here's the nice little change in the NBA. Those three draft picks in that one draft, DeAndre Ayton, Trey, and Luka, have all been now in a conference final at the age of 23 or younger. That is not typical of the NBA in a sport that beats you up for years before you break through this far.
I know they're not all going to be pearls, and I know Kyrie Irving might be the most talented. I look at Grant Hill and say, what might have been because of the bad wheels? Is Jason Tatum going to be the best Duke player that we've seen in the last 40 years? NBA career.
Despite all the big names, it could be.
Like, if you look at his skill set, I mean, that is every bit what a superstar is.
Kyrie is the most talented, but you know what? He has a pain in the ass, and he is now working on the debits part of his career.
But Kyrie's not a one either, Chris. Tatum's a one. There's a difference. Kyrie's never been a one. Kyrie's a glommer. Kyrie's got to have LeBron. Kyrie's got to have Durant.
But if I were to tell you,
Jason Tatum is a clear one.
Jason Tatum might really be the best Duke NBA player this side of Grand Hill in the last 40 years. That's incredible.
I always talk about stars, and Kyrie can go for 40 on a given night. It's different with Tatum. Tatum's like, do you need 40 all series? Like, I can do this.
And he plays defense.
And I play defense.
Well, that's the key. You don't see a lot of two-way players in the NBA that can score like that and defend.
He's going to have a clunker. Can his team help him on the nights he does? And the nights, look, what is it they say about the best players in the world? If you turtle, I'm going to talk about you. Those are James Harden. James Harden is a regular season Hall of Famer. That's what he is.
So Trey heard it when he had the bad series against Miami. It happens when it comes with that of a star player when you have the bad game. That's why Luka is so different. Luka hasn't had the clunker. Like, every game is just Michael scoring with Stockton assists, with rebounds of a power forward. And the funniest part of this Final Four is Al Horford's been as important as any player in the playoffs at 35 years old to the freaking Celtics.
Yeah, some of those numbers we gave you about lottery picks and the conference finals, that's our Wellstar Well Stat of the day. Guys, you know your favorite team stats, but what about your own health stats? Schedule a wellness exam at Wellstar to stay healthy with hundreds of medical experts as well as convenient locations near you. And virtual visits count on WellStar for great care. Visit WellStar.org today. Guys, are we going to see a well Ronald Acuna, relatively speaking, in the lineup tonight? Hopefully, finally, that will be the case, especially after the debacle over the last three games. I heard you talking about it yesterday, Chernoff. If you want to play a drinking game, every time the Braves are behind, every time a Braves hitter is down 1-2, 0-2, take a shot, you'll be bombed by the fourth inning.
They are in the worst hitters counts, which sometimes it's buzzer's luck, but most times they have poor strike recognition. They have poor pitch recognition. Again, when they get in a two-strike count, that team swings like they're 2-0 or 3-1, which I'm sure is like the rest of baseball. But that is the most difficult team to watch some nights because you know, like last night, what was it, 16? Six innings of no contact? Thanks for coming.
Yeah, it's not a very entertaining team right now. And we talk about these meetings, these pre-series meetings. If Craig Counsell, who I think is very good at his job, if he was going to put up on the whiteboard, he would have written Peralta, Williams, Hader, Dunn, and boy, did it play out that way last night.
Can you guys help me with this? So Brian Jordan said during the game last night, you got to make adjustments with two strikes. And I always hear about adjustments in the NFL, and I kind of understand that. Or, you know, a change in a defensive philosophy in the NBA. What is the adjustment other than, like, the most simplistic? You're never going to see a guy choke up on a bat.
You shorten your swing.
We say that, Nick, but nobody does
it. Yeah, I mean, that's all I can think of.
It's very rare in Major League Baseball to do it today, but typically it was, no matter what, I'm going to keep my hands inside the ball because at least I can make some contact, and that is just not a popular thing to do anymore.
Well, I think the other part is, what is it we say when a guy's in a hitter's count? He hones it in. He gets it smaller. I'm not sure guys have an ability to open it up where I can actually go to the four quadrants if I have to with two strikes. I think guys, they're looking for meat down the middle, and if it's not meat down the middle, it's really hard to either pull the trigger or to make contact. Think about the difference in 2-0 and 1-2. 2-0, I'm coming down. I'm getting, well, maybe 3-0 now because 3-0 is the new 2-0, I think.
It really is.
Yeah. But you hone it in. You say, I spit on it unless it's right here. Well, now 1-2, you've got to work four quadrants. And I'm not sure guys really have the bat ability to work four quadrants, which is why you're kind of doomed in a lot of situations.
The frustrating part for me, and it's not just the lack of contact because that's happening. It's the poor counts. The goal for a lot of these teams when they come into series, especially against good pitching, it's let's get the guy to 80 through 5 and give ourselves an opportunity, and let's see if we can drive up the pitch count. The problem is with this quality pitching, it's 0-2, 1-2 every single time right now. It's almost like they just have to throw it out the window and say, tonight, guys, just get after it early. See something swinging.
Well, let's add to this, too, though. Like, there's certain guys are lost in a way that they can't find themselves. Have you all ever seen a guy right now like Adam Duvall who...
We saw with Adam Duvall.
Well, he looks like the guy they sent down to AAA. He doesn't look like the guy they traded for last year.
He's completely lost and everything. If you throw him something straight, you should be fined. And even the straight stuff, at times he's not catching up with, but a sweeping breaking ball, which has always been his undoing, is on display now every night.
I mean, you could pick your spot. Matt Olson, another error, three straight games. He's made an error for the first time in his career.
That
at bat in the ninth inning, explain that. I don't know what he was doing.
How about looking at this team is so screwed up right now. You're looking pitches right down the middle for strike three.
And then he takes a called third strike. And I know he's frustrated at that point, but has the gall to look back at the umpire. Like the umpire did something wrong.
Yeah, that's the reaction, like you said, Nick, of the frustration. Yeah. You know, that's when the guy makes an error and looks at his hand.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
You know, it wasn't me. It was just this part of me.
You cheated me again.
Why do you do this to me? I thought we were friends.
And here's the thing, and I mean this sincerely, guys. It's frustrating to watch. I'm still not as bothered as I would be had we not experienced what we did last year. And I know maybe that doesn't add up to some people who are throwing stuff at the TV. I'm not doing it in May, even as ugly as this has been.
No, I'm frustrated, but I am not, because of last year, I am not willing to go and jump off a roof yet like I did last year.
We had Jeff Francoeur on, and we talked about you better not be banking on the fact that the fairy dust is just waiting in a corner and it's going to come over, and Brian Snicker knows that too. Just because you did something one year and it was as much fun as it was because you did it last year, you are not owed that again.
You better fix yourself.
You better fix yourself before you ask the gods to fix.
You're just saying because you got a title, you're not
correct.
As angry.
I've gone soft. I'm not. If this team wins 82 games this year, which is not out of the realm of possibility, as disappointing as that will be, all the stuff that went right last year from August till the beginning of November might be the exact opposite this year.
Too rational for me. Hang up on this, man.
I'm soft.
Who is this? This is Matt in Alpharetta.
He's actually
up
on him.
No, he's gone soft. That title was so damn enjoyable that I'm trying to hearken my anger.
I'm trying to use the first couple of months to identify, okay, what's the problem? What can you fix? okay, that's the frustrating part, because I'm looking at guys that I saw who were part of the answer last year who are the big part of the problems this year with the strikeouts.
And you got another guy who, before his eyes collapsed and had to use the lasers, he wasn't hitting the ball. Ronald Acuna isn't healthy. It's Tyler Matzek now because of the back injury, and now the shoulder injury because of the back injury. He's out. It's seemingly very much a mess so far.
If you wanted to, like, make, Domino, you like to make the lists of, yeah, of the what worked and what hasn't?
Yes.
Add up the stuff from the trade deadline to November 3rd when they won the title that worked on the field, off the field, and then make a list so far from the beginning of the season to today and of the stuff that hasn't worked. It's pretty scary. Like, that's, I know that's too simplistic for some people, but
it's sports, the truth.
Yes.
It's the truth.
Man, everything,
you know,
worked for them for 3 months last year.
But you know what doesn't, as much fun as that was last year, unexpected made it even more fun. There's frustrated and there's angry. I think I'm not enjoying watching them.
No, it's tough to watch.
They're not a fun watch.
It's not an entertaining, and I think that as much as anything, you know, I can take losing. 3-2, 10-9, 10-2, give me. They don't feel very entertaining right now. And I think the record, obviously, in 54 strikeouts in four games is an absurd number. And they lead Major League Baseball because of, well, it helped 54 in the last four games. But I don't find myself being entertained by this team. And I didn't think that was going to happen.
I totally agree on that. And there's a couple of things happen in sports. And, I mean, it's obvious to say across the board, as much as I don't want to see a team 16-20, if you were averaging 7 runs a night and entertained me that way,
yeah,
at least it's more palatable. This is like watching an NFL team who can't, you know, break 20 points.
Here's the
NBA
news.
Team who scores 88 a night. It's just there's no enjoyment in
it. There is going to be a part of the season when you're as bad as you're going to be. I'm banking on the fact that this is as bad as they're going to be. I'm not guaranteeing
it is.
No, but I can live in a world because of how long the season is. In the NFL, you throw 6 clunkers together, it just feels like you're never getting out of your way. You can still make your way, especially with expanded playoffs. You can get hot. You can get good. You can get healthy. You can get all. There's still
last
plenty
year,
of time
case
for that.
In point.
Right. I'm not entertained the way that I thought I was going to be to watch this team play night in, night out.
Can we agree, though? Like, I had somebody send me a tweet. What can AA do? And I'm like, nothing.
Nothing.
This is not some magic elixir where he made a bulk amount of trades at the deadline. This is, you got about 6 guys that haven't played up to their expectation. Maybe they dip into the minors at some point, but that doesn't typically save or turn around a season.
Well, I'll tell you this one, because I was doing some of the math on it earlier today. So Adam Duvall is striking out on 33% of his plate appearances, which is an insane number. If you think Marcell Ozuna is doing it, it's at 20%. So it's significantly higher. If you start telling me, well, hey, maybe we give Drew Waters a chance. Drew Waters is striking out 33% of his plate appearances
in the minors.
So what is your move here?
Right. The move is these guys just have to figure it out. I don't know how they turn that. You know, Domino, we've always heard this one. One good night. You know, a guy goes 3-for-4, gets a blooper. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's what it is, because this, as much as it would be an unsustainable to, you know, knock in 40% of your runners in scoring position, this is just as unsustainable how bad this is.
Well, you think. So, like Domino said, hopefully this is as bad as it's going to get. You hope. Your fingers are crossed.
It is amazing, though, that 3 guys in Raleigh Duvall and, you know, Matt Olson now that you're please driving. Marcell Ozuna, I don't have a ton of hope for.
You and me both.
Yeah, I don't really have a ton of hope, but that's 4 guys, if I want to put them in there, that are all doing this at the same time. There's nothing that looks productive. No. About these at-bats.
We know what we need right now. We need levity in the form of birthday.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save. And save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Yes. It's my birthday!
We start today and run through tomorrow.
I would have said bourbon. We need bourbon. You say levity, okay.
What time is it?
Both.
What time is it? Yeah, 2:10. It's not really, really bourbon time, but hey, it's acceptable.
It's good enough. Jim Nance celebrates a birthday. Could he be the safety net for Phil Mickelson? You talked about a guy to interview Phil. Could Nance be the guy? He celebrates a birthday.
And hello, friends. Jim Nance, happy holiday.
Jim.
And welcome to CBS Sports' 49th year of documenting this tradition unlike any other.
You know what I hear, though? He's still tired from that incredible week that he had. He's still
Final Four, yeah.
I can hear it in his voice.
If we did a top five of who loved their own voice more in America than Jim Nance, could we get to five?
He is good at his job.
Costas,
fine.
He's
certainly
fine
on that list.
I mean, he's a solid listen. Do I ever get anything super entertaining
No.
Jim Nance?
You know, the only time that he bothers me is when I know that he goes into cornball territory. And he wanders into cornball every once in a while. And it's just, I think he's very good at his job. I think he's well prepared.
Says he's worth $15 million.
Should be worth more than that.
I thought
that
number would be much higher.
Didn't he have a bad divorce along the way?
Yeah, he did.
As opposed to the good divorce?
Yeah.
Did you not see his house?
It's always bad when you're making that kind of money.
Did you not see the house he lives in when Brady and those guys were at his house?
Amazing house with the driving range and everything else.
Yeah, that's not a guy who's sitting on a $15 million net worth. He's terrible. He's terrible at finances if he's living on a $15 million net worth.
Go look where the ex is living and see. You'll see where the money is.
Jim.
Jim is 63.
68.
I like 61.
He is 63 years old. The great Enya, a singer, celebrates birthday.
The great Enya.
Who's buying this?
I don't know. This is like, you're whacked out.
Is this Scandinavia? Is this Europe? Like, where is she from? Is this Scandinavian, Norwegian? Is this...
So I used to confuse Enya with Enigma.
Don't do that. Is she from the United States and going to work on
she's
us?
She's Irish.
Oh, Irish. All right. Is she still big in Ireland? Because she ain't big here.
There's a Best of Enya album that just came out in 21.
Seems
is this smoke?
Sounds like an oxymoron to me.
Yeah, it seems
that's what I'm trying to understand.
No, this is when you have your highfalutin friends
What's
over.
What's her net worth?
And so you put it on.
So you're doing wine tasting and this is playing? Okay.
Exactly.
Says she's worth $150 million.
She wins.
Jim Nance should want to get
Who should be laughing at who?
No wonder he hates Tony Romo.
$150 million.
Oh my
so
God.
She's huge there.
Oh,
she had a moment here, but she's huge there.
This is a gag.
Wow. This is
God
slowly,
bless, man.
This is
amazing.
Slowly but surely sending me into a rage.
She's 50. She's 54.
Have I ever seen her? Did she do a video that she was actually in a video?
She did a video for
but
this.
Was it her?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if she threw somebody out there. 48.
61.
Oh, my
God. Oh, wow. Okay. Sorry, Anya.
Matt Ryan's birthday is today. I think we know how old he is, right?
Matthew Thomas, where are we all? He's 37.
Yeah. 37.
Worth $70 million. Sugar Ray Leonard celebrates a birthday today. No.
Different.
Boxer. Right?
Different Sugar Ray.
That's
a band. That's a Hoyt Sugar Ray.
Right.
Is the guy from Sugar Ray worth more than Jim Nance? Because if that's the case, Jim Nance should really fire everybody.
I'm only going to guess no because he's hosting for the entertainment
baby,
shows.
Don't say a word.
Yeah, but there's money in that. There's $2 or $3 million. He's been at it for a while.
Do you think he's worth more than 15? I'll take the under.
All right.
I'll take the over.
$6 million.
What's that guy's mark?
That's the number.
What is it?
Mark McGrath.
He's $3 million?
$6 million.
$6 million? Okay.
Yeah. Still is good living.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns is the best fight I've ever seen. When he knocks Hearns through the ropes with one eye closed. Detaches his retina and is never the same.
I still go Mancini or Arguello is the best fight that I've ever seen, but I got no problem with your second choice. Sugar Ray he was the 76 Olympics. I can't even do the math. He's 62?
I'll say 64.
Yeah, I think 64 sounds
66.
Good.
120 million he's worth.
Is he?
Trent Reznor from Nine Inch Nails celebrates a birthday.
This guy had a run. What do you think his safe word was?
I think it was all a work. I used to see him in a bar, and he's a Cleveland guy. I would see him in a bar.
This is a personality?
In a bar called The Basement, and he would be in there in a blazer, hanging out.
This is a personality?
Absolutely.
All the work. Created this.
And unlike Marilyn Manson, who's got accusations that could put him in jail for a very long time, this guy just wanted to be a guy. I'm going to do that, then I'm going to do this.
He was a businessman.
50 years old.
I'll say 52. Ooh, I'm going to go resident. He's 58.
57. Jordan Knight from New Kids on the Block.
Which one is he?
Baby.
He's Matt's favorite.
He's the not as good looking Knight brother, or is he the good looking Knight brother?
He is. There's Jonathan Jordan. He's the better looking, probably more talented of the Knights.
He's the lead singer, right?
Well, they all sang, but yes, he was probably the lead the most times.
Yeah, he was the cutest. Though.
Okay, yeah,
you thought he was cuter, Joey?
Joey was a little.
Joey.
Listen, you think Joey was cuter than Jordan? There's something wrong.
No, I'm going to tell you the difference.
All right,
that
Jordan.
I mean, now he's cuter.
That Jordan Knight was handsome. That Joey McIntyre might have been cute. Joey McIntyre, I think, is actually now, isn't the residency for Deborah Gibson, Debbie Gibson maybe again? Isn't it her and Joey McIntyre?
What's Joey going to sing? Just.
Yeah, no, I think
don't
that's
go
a
girl,
full,
and that's it, right?
I think
I love you came too late. Joey McIntyre had his whole single album that was.
Yeah, he's had a couple of singles.
But am I right?
We all know way too much about this.
Is that the Vegas residency? I think it's the two of them in Vegas.
It might be. Now, him and New Kids, they have done 15 tours.
What's his worth? I'll bet you this guy's worth $40 million.
If there's writing credits on
there, the right
probably.
Guy either gave them the money they were owed or the right guy died and just got out of the way of the business where these people got what they were owed, he's got to be worth $40 million, right? A New Kids on the Block guy?
It says here $18
million. Is that all?
Seems short.
And Joey McIntyre is at the Summit Showroom with Debbie Gibson.
Summit Showroom. Domino, if you'd like, they do a New Kids cruise, or at least did it pre-COVID.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Okay. A lot of housewives. Okay.
I get it. No, I get that part, too. $18 million. So
my late wife, she loved New Kids on the Block. I'm just here as a tribute to her. She
Target-rich environment, bro.
She was so brave. She fought so hard.
You know what her last words to me? Sleep with as many people as you can, honey.
Go on this cruise for me.
Go
live your life.
For me.
$18 million. They got robbed then. These guys must have gotten
robbed. Oh, sure. That was Lou Pearlman.
Yeah.
Pearlman robbed them blind. On that cruise, you pay, I don't know, $6,000 for like 4 nights.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
I'm complaining about the PGA Championship with $18 beers?
Yep.
Is he 46.
I'm going to go older. I'm going to say 52.
Yeah, I think 57 sounds good.
He is 52. You got to turn off. Bob Saget would have celebrated a birthday.
Oh.
And he didn't look it. Could he have been close to 70?
I thought he was like 66. Hold on, though. Wait a minute. Can we please at least give some bona fides to Bob Saget before we jump in? I mean, like, a guy has ever admitted that he took the money to play that Danny Tanner role and then host the video show.
Right.
You want to talk about his net worth back in the day before it was, like, a thing to make that kind of money on network TV? He was pulling in that kind of cash.
Was it the most fantastic difference between how I made my money but how my act
Correct.
Really is?
Oh, exactly right.
So incredibly blue.
Worth $50 million when he passed away in January.
Yeah. You know what? He was also good. He made some great cameos in the show Entourage on HBO.
Oh, he was so nasty in that thing, too.
all it was hookers and drugs. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect. Saget would have been 68.
70?
66.
That's fair.
Tina Fey tomorrow celebrates a birthday.
I still say, until I got tired of them, her and Amy Poehler should host everything.
Yeah,
every
great.
Time they talk about, who's going to be the host? Let them two host it until we get tired of them.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Fey is 46.
Worth $75 million.
Fey and Poehler were great because they could take shots, but it came off as, like,
friendly.
Yeah, it wasn't
kind of like not as mean-spirited, but mean.
Correct. Yeah, correct.
It was soccer mom humor.
No, a little more biting than that.
I agree with Tamina. More biting, but they could get away with it a little more freely.
Like, you realize, wow, they just took a really nasty shot, but they were so friendly and fun together that it just didn't come across as mean.
Like, when I think it was the Golden Globes that they hosted when they were talking about Bill Cosby. You put the pill in the people.
Yeah.
Talking like Cosby.
Yeah. Tina Fey killed it.
Yeah.
Crushed it.
Tina Fey is 54.
I like 53 here.
She is 52.
Okay.
Country singer George Strait.
celebrates a birthday.
The king.
He might have, I don't know if he holds the record, he might have written more number ones, though, than anybody. Is there a case that he had more number ones?
Yeah.
All my exes live in Ohio.
What's his now? I think he stayed married to the one person.
Yeah, smart man. He's worth $300 million.
That's what I was going to say.
Yep.
I was back in Little League. I accidentally hit Bubba Strait with a fastball in the head. The only kid I hit that whole year was Bubba Strait with George Strait in the stands. I know it's a random thing.
Hold on. Okay. So was George Strait a coach? Like, did you know
Strait? No, he would show up. His kid played Little League where I played. And so he would come out periodically. And in San Antonio, part of the reason why he still stayed there and lived there is people leave him alone. They just let George Strait be George Strait. Yeah.
What's his spread look like? He must have.
Oh,
I know you don't want to be ostentatious, but he must have. You call it a ranch, so it people don't get mad about how big it is.
He's got cattle and the like.
Right, he's got a ranch.
He had a house in the Dominion. That was the really nice golf neighborhood in San Antonio. The Spurs players would look at his house and go, oh, my God, that's incredible.
I got to get me writing some songs.
That tells you all you need to know.
60 number one singles for George Strait.
Wow. There it is, yeah.
Goodness. He is 70 years old.
I'm going to go 75.
72.
Yeah, I like 70. 72 sounds good.
He is 70. Yep. Mr. October, Reggie Jackson, will celebrate a birthday tomorrow.
Domino?
Yeah. Reggie and I made up on the street. Twice. We made up on the streets of Houston when the Braves won a World Series, too.
Do you know how many guys had to say they made up with Reggie Jackson because he did so many people dirty?
73.
I like that. 71.
Yeah, I like 70, 75.
76.
Oh, wow.
You win most. $20 million he's worth, it says here. Teresa Giudice.
And he didn't handle it as well. He didn't get paid a ton, but he could have made more money than that.
From the Real Housewives of New Jersey.
I dislike her a lot.
50?
Now, it's spelled the same way that Ray Giudice.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
but she's fancier than Ray.
Domino. She used to be married to Juicy Joe Giudice.
Yeah.
He's now been deported.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that's serious. He was a criminal, and then he got deported.
So I'm sure she's with somebody new and wonderful now,
I believe she found a new man.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Jersey Mike's of Jersey Mike Subs is who she's with now.
Is she really?
No.
She's a story.
She's 50.
Oh, my God.
She's married to the Baloney King.
I thought Domino had some breaking news.
50.
Wow. That's a good number, 52.
I'll defer to you guys. I don't know her.
50 is how old she is. Brooks Robinson. Celebrates. No, this has nothing to do with
it. Doesn't matter.
Brooks Robinson.
Even idiot on the other side of the glasses are going to bother me right now.
Not involved in any way, shape, or form.
I'll bet you he's 88, 89, 89.
I'll defer to Domino. When's the last time you talked to him?
Been a few years.
Okay, good.
Brooks Robinson, 89. He is 85 years old.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson celebrates a birthday as well.
The singer?
Does he? Not the
fighter.
Yeah. I'll bet you he's worth more money than we think, this Jack Johnson.
How much does Domino hate that music?
I hate it. You know, you say what enrages you? I hate Jack Johnson.
Because he speaks the whole time. It's like a...
It may be more than any other music, it infuriates me. I didn't even know this until somebody brought it up. It infuriates me.
Nothing bothers you more than when people talk sing.
Oh. That's Jack Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's like coffee shop, like
what a gimmick.
Beatnik.
Mm-hmm. What a work.
Oh, no, when you're done, everybody snaps.
Yeah. Is he worth clapping. $50
million? It says $20
million. I can live with that.
That's good.
50,
yeah, that passes muster.
50, he's 50.
Yeah, 52. Domino, by the way, just became De Niro in Casino. Yeah. That's all he got? I can live with that.
Anything more? Right. No way.
50. That's good.
I know he had a real good time. I know that.
How old is he?
He is 47.
Uh-huh.
The Superfly, Jimmy Snuka, would have celebrated his birthday. Tough life. Not a good man either.
Do you know what I saw the other day, Cellini? The Piper's Pit where Piper hit him with the coconut?
Now, Piper claimed that was not a gimmicked coconut. That was
tremendous.
He smashed a real coconut.
It's great TV, though.
Jimmy Snuka, if you don't know how it ended for him and where he was caught and everything else...
He killed somebody.
Yeah.
Yep.
74. 74.
Is that alleged anymore?
They said he's dead, so you don't have to allege it.
They said he couldn't read. Like, he would go to the restaurants with the other wrestlers, and he would just, whatever he's having, I'm having.
Oh,
just, like, just, and he was much older. He was, like, in his 40s when he started to take
and
off.
He became a star.
Yeah.
Like, he was big.
Yeah.
74.
He would have 77.
He would have been 79.
It was impressive to see him jump off the top of a cage.
No doubt.
Very, very true.
He would fly. That was during the era where I would watch a little.
Perry Como would have celebrated a bit.
My man's past 100. My man's 107.
This guy, you're going to talk about a ball of energy.
Kept his hair, though, right?
Yeah.
Perry Como, unless he had a fakie. Yeah. I think he kept his hair, like, at the end. He was on TV till
guy shot out of a cannon here.
But that's who he was. It was his personality. He was the smooth one. He didn't need to be manic. Mm-hmm. Did you know anything?
Well, you know Rick Moranis, right?
You know
the name?
Sure.
He used to be on a show called SCTV. And he was imitating Perry Como, and he was like laying down and falling asleep as he was saying.
Yeah.
You got to see it. It's a funnier visual.
It's a 107.
I didn't do it any justice.
107.
Perry Como would have been 111.
110.
About, yeah, 110.
Frank Capra would have celebrated a birthday. Of course, It's a Wonderful Life.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Every Christmas.
A bomb in the movie theater. It bombed.
110.
That movie bombed. 128.
We save hard drinks in here for men who want to get drunk fast, and we don't need any characters around to give the joint atmosphere. Is that clear? I don't have to slip you my lip for a convincer.
The greatest scene in the movie.
Sheldon Leonard.
It's when he goes into the bar, and the bar is completely different. He looks
How
back.
Is that acting?
It's as if he never existed.
Crazy?
That's acting?
That guy was on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Sheldon
Anybody
Leonard.
Anybody could have done that.
I got to start talking like that.
I talk like that all the time.
Yeah.
That does it. Out you two pixies go, through the door or out the window.
What up, Nick? What's wrong?
No, that's another thing. Where do you come off calling me Nick?
I think a new drop has been born.
I mean, I'm sorry. You know the bit in Home Alone? Where he's playing the movie on the, that's that.
I'll
that's,
give you to the count of 10 to get off my property.
Sheldon
One,
Leonard.
Two, 10.
I'm going to tell you guys something you don't know. Sheldon Leonard actually became a producer who made a lot of money. I think he worked with Danny Thomas.
That's interesting.
Thank you.
And Virgil Chuck's very impressed.
And it says Nick's right as they go into the bar.
Right.
So they know he is Nick. Because that was back in the day when the bartender was actually the owner of the bar.
But that's the way it worked. Like, he tried to order this different type of drink. And,
what a
If you came into a bar like my father's, if you, like a guy we used to work with, he came in and said, I'd like a martini really cold to out. Out.
If,
out!
So the general rule is if you have to explain your drink, you don't get that drink yet.
Here's a beer. Here's a shot. This is what you're getting. That's it. Or out. Out you go.
Oh, wait. You have instructions? No, you have instructions? Yeah, let me write those down. Those instructions.
And then tell them you want it extra cold. Start making other demands. See what happens.
Yeah, the drink is two words long.
See here. How about if I take this glass to your ear? How would you like that?
Times have changed, fellas. The customer is now always right.
Yes, Frank Capra would have been
125
years old. Want to thank Mark Schlabaugh and Jeff Rancourt for joining us today. All right, very good. That's right, we're done. Also want to thank Hoyt and Brandon Joseph and Dan Matthews.
You're welcome.
And also Matt Lear. And Derek Thomas on the other side of the glass. We are something else to me.
We have something else.
Turn that microphone on and say it.
Well, I thought we were done.
I know.
Then I realized you had that many people to thank. I was like, wow, thank you, everybody.
Los and Chernoff at Fairway Social. They are next. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We are back tomorrow at 11. Domino and Cellini, the Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest
largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.